What's going on? This is D from D Abundance Podcast. This episode, I really just wanted to give everyone a bit of a background about myself, just so everyone knows where I'm coming from. And when I say certain things, you know, you might have a different feel from it. Because I feel once you understand a person, understand what they've been through, you may have a better understanding of where they're coming from. So like I said, it's just a bit of a background about myself, and certain things I will share and say is not to impress you, but impress upon you the type of person I am. I'm a firm believer in everything happens for a reason, and a lot of times we don't realize that because we're dealing with it and we don't know how it can benefit us later in life. So with that being said, I'll first say that when I was about 17, 18 years old, I got into a bit of trouble. I ended up going to prison for about 2 years. I was on probation for 4 years upon my release. While on probation, I was involved in a car accident. I was the only survivor of this car accident. Spent about 2 weeks in the hospital. I have a 7-year-old son, Makai. It's my world. He's everything to me. He's the reason I do anything and everything. I'm a single father. I love being a father. Being a father is and has to be it is the most important thing to me right now. My son is, like I said, he's everything to me. I have my own brand. It's called Abundance. And I started Abundance about maybe 3.5-4 years ago. And it's funny how Abundance started. I don't tell a lot of people, you know, but I'm learning to be a lot more transparent about myself and my life because I feel that certain things that you may say could trigger something in someone else to maybe not even just inspire them, but also let them know it's okay. You know, we all go through different things, and you know, your story isn't my story. Your journey isn't my journey. We're all on a different path, you know. But I started Abundance about 3.5-4 years ago. I was involved in the street a bit. I was hustling, and honestly, I was just looking for something to be to get behind, you know, because I wasn't working at the time. I was just in the street, just hustling, and I was like, you know, I'm paranoid. I need to have something. You know, I need to be like, hey, this is what I do. So, and this is why I say everything happens for a reason. So I created Abundance, the brand. If you see my profile picture, the shirt I have on is the actual logo. Behind this Abundance brand, or even under it, I have thrown numerous events. I have clothing. I've done community events. I even have a quote that I love saying, live life in abundance. Again, the street stuff I was involved in it's no longer a part of my present life. It's been a while for that. But, you know, I started out the Abundance brand. I was making shirts, giving out the shirts. I would make 25 shirts and give them out, just give them away, you know, just trying to get this brand out there. And then one day someone was like, hey, I like your shirt. Where'd you get it from? And I was like, oh, I made it. And they were like, oh, you make them how much? And at that moment, I realized, wait a minute. I might have something here, you know, with the whole shirt, you know. So I started producing more shirts, and gradually I started selling those. And I'm very, very, very thankful for what that has done. I really am. 3.5-4 years later, I have dropped, or I've released hoodies, tank tops, shirts. I've even made sweatsuits, and they always sell. I'm very grateful, and very thankful to everyone who's ever bought a piece of merch from me. I really am. It's truly a blessing. I've thrown events, 2 types of events. I've had entertainment events that slowly got shut down because of COVID. And the entertainment events, the first one I had, it was more of a release for the brand. It was like a brand release party. I had different artists come and perform. It was really, really amazing turnout. And I was like, you know what? I can do this again. tempted to do it again, and honestly, it wasn't as big as the first one, even though it still did very well. It did good, and I was very happy for it. I was proud of myself for that. But it also opened my eyes to something else that I felt like I was missing, and that was doing more for the community. I've always been a people person. I love seeing people do well. I love, you know, just being the reason for someone's smile or someone just to believe that, you know, that there are good people out here. You know, you got to be the person you always needed, you know. So I started an event called The Feed. And The Feed really started because one morning I was all by myself. I woke up one morning. I was like, you know, I got all this old stuff in my house. Let me just get rid of it, you know. So I went downtown. I currently reside in Florida right now. So I went downtown and I had blankets and old clothes and I was just passing it out to the less fortunate. And it made me feel really, really good. You know, I didn't record it, didn't tell anybody, just went down and did it. And then it was another time, I was like, you know what? I got some more stuff I can get rid of. Maybe I should buy like 50 hamburgers. So this time I went down, I was giving away stuff, passing out hamburgers. And I had a friend of mine was like, hey man, what are you doing? And I told him, he was like, man, next time you go, let me know, I'm gonna go with you. I was like, all right, bet, cool. So he joined me on the next go round. Then slowly but surely, and again, I'm very grateful, very thankful, the word started to spread amongst, you know, like my friends and even people who didn't even know me. We've been doing The Feed now for about, I wanna say 2.5 years. And each time we've done it, it's gotten bigger. The support that I get, the people that come out and help, even the people that show up for, you know, the help, I'm thankful for it all. I'm very, very, very grateful. People donate now. People donate clothes out of their own house, hygiene products, food. I myself now, just the last event, we had 250 hamburgers. I usually myself buy, I will buy 100 myself, and people will donate money, and whatever money is donated, I take that and I buy additional hamburgers. So I'm very, very thankful for what that has done and what it's continuing to do. And honestly, out of everything that I've been involved with up until this point, to me, that's the most fulfilling. That makes me feel the best. I get the most enjoyment out of it. The whole planning process of it, it gets a bit stressful, but it's always an amazing turnout. It always is. And I'm so glad that it's done what it has done up until this point. And I have also gotten involved with music. I've done music. I've written, edited. I've done my own skits. I've made skits. I've done music. The events, like I said, shirts. I'm one of those people who, I don't ever want to look back on life and think about the things that I wanted to do and never attempted to do them. You know, they say that, or Les Brown says, I should say, Les Brown states that one of the richest pieces of land in the world is the graveyard, because that's where everyone's hopes and dreams die. That's where all the dreams die, you know. And imagine laying on your deathbed and all your dreams are standing around you. And they said, we came to you because you were the only one that could give us life. And when I heard that, it really struck a nerve in me. And that's really what motivates me to do a lot, or attempt to do a lot of things that I wanted to do. Because you never know, you know, out of the 10 ideas you have, you know, 9 of them may not work, but that one may. And even with this podcasting, I always wanted to podcast. I always wanted to talk. I always wanted to speak to people. And I have been interviewed on several different podcasts, and I was so grateful, so thankful for that. But I was always just more impressed with the engagement that not only that you get personally from being involved with the podcast or even on the podcast, but the engagement that you get from people who are listening. The right word at the right time does the right thing. You know, you never know what you say or how you say something, how you explain something, how that can make someone else feel. You know, sometimes people I feel like are looking and listening for a sense of hope. And at times I feel like my story can provide that. Now, we all have our story, you know, and like I said, I don't say anything to make anyone look at me a certain way to think, oh, he thinks he's this, he's that. No, I'm very, very thankful. When I was younger, I didn't have any instructions. And I always say is, you know, if you don't have any instruction, you're headed for self-destruction. You know, so being where I am now and looking back on everything, learning what I've learned just throughout the process, I'm very thankful, very grateful. So I'm giving this podcast thing a shot. You know, I definitely want to have guests come on and speak and share my platform with them. And I want to talk about everything from, you know, life, relationships, support, some current events, sports. But I just really want to keep everything very, and when I say this, I don't mean to like, oh, let's be real. But no, I want to keep things real, like real life, real conversations with real people. And just see where it goes from there. This is just really what it is. And I'm very thankful for anyone who gives my, you know, my podcast a listen. I am. And I'm telling you, thank you. And I appreciate you. And I really do mean that. I really do. My podcast will not be edited. I will not trim anything. So if someone stutters, a word is mispronounced, anything like that, that's, to me, that's what it needs to be. That's a real conversation. You know, none of us are perfect. You know, so that's where I am. Just a brief little background about myself. So that being said, I hope you enjoy my podcast. I hope you give it a listen. And it's up from here. Again, I'm very appreciative, very grateful. Thank you so much. Live life in abundance. Be thankful for your life. Appreciate people, whether they're in your life for 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 hours. Everyone in your life serves a purpose. Treat people the way you want to be treated. And again, thank you so much. I appreciate you.